When a godless society falls into gross immorality through sexual perversion and the promotion of it, then that society's days are numbered. This happened to ancient Rome and ancient Greece, and it will happen to a once ancient America. For when a nation crumbles, it quickly falls apart at the seams. The wheels came off America decades ago when it kicked God out of our public schools, when it legalized sin and legislated God out of our judicial system. Now, humans on the Supreme Court make the laws that govern the land, and those laws do not include God. These are always signposts which declare the direction of a crumbling nation. Major ones are lawlessness and moral depravity, the telltale signs of a nation on the verge of demise, or when moral chaos takes control and it is promoted, just like Netflix is a sign because they promote pornography by taking it mainstream, and their most watched shows are the most morally depraved. The nation just can't get enough of sin. But the psalmist declares, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." America has not only forgotten God, she has rejected Him. And like the prophet Amos's vision of the basket of ripe fruit, which states, "And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more." By comparing Israel to a basket of summer fruit that was out in the sun, God was declaring to the nation that because of their God-provoking sins, they were ripe for judgment. And America, at this tragic hour, as she lies frozen beneath a spreading pandemic, instead of turning to God in heartfelt repentance, she just continues to multiply her grievous sins in the face of a holy and just God who will allow a people to become so desensitized to sin that they are only ripe for judgment. Like ancient Rome and ancient Greece, America will soon join them on the pile of rubble of a ruined civilization. Heaven help us all.